Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 3 and read this that our Lord Jesus spoke. And I'm going to take a look at one more thing relative to this subject and conclude with it. Revelation 3, verse number 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it, for thou hast little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Verse 10, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So the Lord Jesus in verse 11, he reminds us, this church and us, that he is coming quickly and that we need to hold fast what we have and what he has given unto us and what he has taught us and what he teaches us in his word, that no man take thy crown. We took a look at all kinds of different things, the work of Satan, and the way that it is amongst mankind, the temptation, seduction, the lying and deceit that is out there. Because as it is, as human beings, we are all subject to listen to someone. We're all subject, as we grow up, we are subject and we do learn from someone and we listen to someone. And it is also that in the spiritual realm. When we're first saved, we listen to those that we believe we can trust, and we listen to those that teach. And so we have that that's there. We have our friends. We have our families, we have the tradition, we just have things in life, in our culture, in our lives. We are tempted to listen to them, and we need to watch that we listen to the right ones and the right things, those things that are right and godly, that no one take away our crown. Of course, it's not a physical stealing of a physical crown, but it's that of here on earth. And whether we go the route of obedience to our Lord and walking with him, or as his children disobey, and that crown be taken away from us by the deceit and seduction of those in the world. Again, that warfare is within you and me. It is a great warfare indeed. That's where the decision is made. Yes, a decision is made. When the fiery darts of the wicked, when the wiles of the devil, when the temptation of the world comes to us, we make a decision. We take it and we juggle that around in our hearts. We take what we have of the Word of God. We have what we take of the desire of our flesh and our want to. We take what we might feel as pressure, peer pressure, threatening of different things, maybe the loss of a job, maybe being made fun of by some, all those things that come into our hearts, and we make a decision about what we do. Okay? And so it is there. As I touched and mentioned here not too long ago, as we saw in 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 12, the Apostle Paul tells that group of folks there at the church at Corinth, and by the end of that book, he really gets serious about their fault and their sin and their transgressions. But he tells them, ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. That fight is right here inside. I pray there is a fight. I pray it's not a situation where you and I get seared and there is no fight because we've just made a decision and we're done and we're not affected by some particular thing or subject. in 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. And that's the way it should be. The love of Christ for us. The love of Christ constraineth us. Listen, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. That's our calling as the children of God, is to live for him. You know, it's been worn out and made a cliche, and it is not, it maybe even derided, but that some years ago, what would Jesus do? I tell you what, in the child of God, that's always the question. What would Jesus do? That's what we should do as his children. In Psalm 51:13, Brother David there, repenting of his sin with Bathsheba. And verse number 13 sticks out to understand and clarify this point about this greatest warfare and struggle within you and me. After he repents, verse 13, then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Because there is teaching that is done by everyone. And David said, repenting, being washed clean, getting this thing behind me as much as it can be, confessing it before God and the Lord forgiving me and the Lord washing me. Right? John tells us in 1 John chapter 1 that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what David was saying in Psalm 51. He says, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. So, don't let anyone take your crown. Understand what's going on and what we deal with within. And tonight's point, watch who you listen to. Watch who you listen to. Because it's just that way. It's a natural thing with us that we esteem this one, or we esteem that one, or we esteem another one. And with things that we don't know about, we listen to them. And it's all to a greater or lesser degree with different people about different subjects. And things in which I'm ignorant, I need information, I need help. And it's really bad if I go to someone that doesn't give me good information, right? And so we need to watch who we listen to and follow. And as the children of the Lord, we need to listen to the Lord and those that are wise in him. Let no man take thy crown. A few verses, a few passages regarding this. Watch to whom you listen and follow. Proverbs chapter 1. These are some passages that give us a guide. They give us what the Lord says about who we are to listen and follow. We need to follow the Lord and those that are wise in him. Well, Solomon writes in this book of Proverbs, and in the portion that he has written, it's a son writing to a father. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. Why are these written? To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. These things are written, and we could say that about the Word of God, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. Let no man take thy crown. Watch who you listen to, who you follow, who you and I listen to, and who we follow. The writings, the Proverbs of Solomon, the Word of God, is to give subtlety to the simple, that they might know, that the simple, not knowing, might know. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. Not only the young man, but the young woman. To know the facts. To know how the facts stack up. That if I go this way, it's going to cost me dearly and it'd be transgression before God. And if I follow after what the Lord gives, it'll be blessing and help and a saving from the effects of sin upon me. I tell you what, as a people, as a person, we can take a step down a road or go down a road, and once you go down a road, you can't come back. better not to learn by experience, but to learn by the Word of God. Okay? Learn by the Lord and what He tells us. Believe Him. Watch who we listen, to whom we listen and follow. He said the Proverbs, and I believe we can certainly apply that to the Word of God. They give subtlety to the simple and the young man knowledge, even the young woman knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. I want to pull up close to those and listen to them and take them in. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. We need the wise to listen to. Wise in the Lord Himself, and those that are wise in Him. Proverbs chapter 22 speaks to this. We need to watch who we listen to and follow in this world. You know, popularity doesn't mean that it's someone's right. Just because there's popularity doesn't mean that it's right. It needs to be, just because there's charisma doesn't mean that it's right. And so we need to watch and judge by the measuring, by the looking glass of the Lord. Solomon writes here in Proverbs 22, verse number 17, he declares, bow down thine ear. That means get up there close and listen and hear the words of the wise and apply thine heart unto my knowledge. For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them with thee. What? The words of knowledge. They shall withal be fitted in thy lips. It'll become a part of you. It'll be what you speak. That thy trust may be in the Lord. That's watch to whom we listen and follow, the Lord and those wise in Him. Those that are wise in Him will give instruction to go back, to leads right back to following Him. That's what Solomon has done here. That thy trust may be in the Lord. I have made known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written thee excellent things and counsels and knowledge from the Lord unto the Lord? Verse 21, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth. I want you to get it. I want it to be in your heart. I want it to be deep in there. I want it to be a part of you. That thou mightest answer the words of truth to them that send unto thee. And of course, he's asking a question in that. He said, I want you to know it so when you face different things, when you deal with different things, you'll know what the Lord says. Ecclesiastes 12. Also, the writings of Brother Solomon. In regards to this and who we are to listen, to whom we're to listen and to follow, let no man take thy crown. Watch who you listen and follow. There's a lot of pop culture stars, aren't there? Today, another thing that's used is an influencer. Isn't that interesting? An influencer, following an influencer. They have so many that are following them on the different types of media. And why are they given to promote products? And why are they given? Because they have an impact on people. The thing is what many of them are looking to influence others with is totally against the Lord. And so this is a real thing. This isn't pie in the sky. It's a way that it works amongst mankind, isn't it? Men, women, boys, and girls. We need to beware. Let no man take our crown by deceit, by deception, by lying and believing that. We need to watch who we listen and to and follow. We need to follow the Lord and those that are wise in Him. Here in Ecclesiastes 12, the brother wrapping up the chapter in the book, Verse number 8, vanity of vanities, Ecclesiastes 12, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And that is a statement of Solomon as he looks on at the world, having everything more than heart could desire, and yet it wasn't fulfilling. And he gave himself to it, and he pursued after it, and he sinned a lot against the Lord. And I, my personal opinion about Ecclesiastes is that I wonder after all of that, before his death, if he didn't write this, and it's kind of like his repentance regarding that and the way that he went. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Well, in the world it is. It's not eternal. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed. As long as Solomon stayed with the Word of God, he was a good one to listen to, wasn't he? And sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written, and that which was written upon was upright, even words of truth. Verse number 11. The words of the wise are as goads. You know what a goad is? It's a stick that's been sharpened into a point. And that's, and our Lord refers to us as sheep, right? And we've got a way that is our Lord Jesus that we are to walk. And you know what? Any goad that is on along that way that takes us and moves us back into the way is a good goad. It's a good go. He says here, the words of the wise are as goads and as nails. We all understand about a nail, a spike, a sharp point made not out of wood, but maybe out of metal of some kind. When you see something sharp, what do? Do you run towards it? No, you stay away from it, don't you? You look to avoid it. He says here, the words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies. The carpenter, the builder, the inventor, which are given from one shepherd. The way that I see this and understand it is that the cattle, the sheep, especially when it comes time for shearing, they need to be guided into this chute, if you will, cattle or rounded up like that, or any kind of livestock is, to get them to go, whether they're loading up on a truck or at the slaughterhouse or they're doing something to them in the field, whatever it is. And so those that are over them make these runways so they can go into those. And he said the shepherd is directing the builder of this to put these goads and these nails to keep, if you will, the sheep going on the way that they should go. And the thing is, this is not a terror, but this is a blessing. The words of the wise are just like that. When tempted and tried, when the wiles of the devil, the fiery darts of the wicked come over here to the child of God, which they will, and we are faced with a decision, will we follow the Lord? Will we follow what the world says, what the flesh wants, what the desire of the natural man is? I tell you what, it's good to have the goad and the sharp nails of the Word of God in the heart, that we might be directed towards the good way that is our Lord Jesus. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished by these words of making many books there is no end. And of much study is a weariness of the flesh. And indeed it is. But I tell you what, it is what we need. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter, Brother Solomon writes. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. Don't forget that. To obey the Lord in everything. For God shall bring, young person, middle-aged person, older person, listen. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing known to no one but us and the Lord. Yeah, He'll bring that into judgment too, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Don't let no man take thy crown. Watch to whom you listen. Well, I need to watch to whom I listen and who we follow. We need to follow the Lord and those wise in Him. In conclusion, let's go back to Revelation 3 and let's just be reminded of some things here. Revelation 3, verses 7 through 13. Our focus is, thought is that of verse number 11. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. How our crown can be taken away? Well, verse number 7, by not hearkening to the one speaking that has all the power. How can our crown be taken away? By not hearkening to the one that's speaking that has all the power. Verse 7. How can our crown be taken away? Verse number 8. By not keeping His word and by denying His name. How can our crown be taken away? Verse number 9. By not loving the one who loved us first by obedience to Him. How can our crown be taken away? Verse number 10. By not keeping the word of His patience. How can our crown be taken away? Verse number 11. By not holding fast what we have. How can our crown be taken away? Verse number 12. By not overcoming in obedience to Him. Look to the promises. Look at the promises. As Brother Peter writes to us in 2 Peter chapter 1. It's by the promises of our Lord that we can be a partaker of the divine nature. How is it that our crown can be taken away? Verse number 13. By not hearkening to His voice. It starts off in verse 7 by not hearkening, and it ends up and caps up in verse number 13 by not hearkening. And years ago, Aaron used to help me with that word hearkening. It involves two things, doesn't it? Listen and obey. Not just one, it's twofold. To hearken means to get it in the heart and the mind and the soul, and to obey it. That's what we need to do, that no man take our crown.